Now, here's an interesting story, Kat, because you're well across the idea of fingerprinting. People have been fingerprinting crime scenes for well over 100 years. I think the first recorded documented use of fingerprints to track someone down was in France about 1900 or so. But what about your bacterial fingerprint? Scientists are saying this week there may be a new way to finger criminals by following the trail of microorganisms that they leave on things that they touch. Now, this is the work of Noah Fiera, who's a Colorado-based scientist. There's a paper in PNAS this week describing what they did. Their approach was to say, well, human beings are festooned with bacteria. In fact, some people have gone as far as to say we're passengers in our own bodies because there are roughly 50 times as many microbial cells on us and in us as there are cells in our whole body. So we're carrying around all these bacteria, and what's really amazing is that the profile of those bacteria, the number of different species, how many of each of the different species, is almost as unique to each of us as our fingerprint. And so what the researchers are saying is that when people touch things, they will leave their own bacterial fingerprint on it. Could we therefore, by looking at what bacteria are there, identify who they are? And to prove the point, they went to a laboratory and they swabbed initially some computer keyboards, and then they did the study on computer mice, and they extracted genetic sequences from the bacteria on those keyboards, because every time you just type something, the bacteria on your fingers are being transferred onto the keyboard, and they're there for the next person to pick up or scientists with swabs. Same story with computer mice. They were then able to go to a cross-section of, say, 250 random pairs of hands, including some people who had used those keyboards and computer mice, and they were able to say who owned the computer and who had been touching the mouse. So this is pretty amazing when you think that rather than having to do it the old traditional way, you can use bacteria as a proxy for who we've been with, where we've been, and what we've been touching. So who knows, maybe in the future forensics will also be looking to bacteria to tell tales on people rather than just their own fingerprints.
But what happens if you have lots of people touching the same thing? You just get a massive mass of mess of different bacteria. How can you sort that out?
Well, that problem really is the same that you experience with genetic fingerprinting techniques right now, which is if you go to a crime scene and you collect some DNA from a crime scene, then anyone who's been to that crime scene could potentially have contaminated it with their DNA. And this is the problem researchers face at the moment. They've got to disentangle the crime scene signature caused by the criminal from incidental people who just happened to be there and had nothing to do with it. And that's a big problem. The researchers aren't saying this would replace that technology. They're saying it would be an adjunct to it because it's much easier to get the bacteria off a surface because they're much more stable than, say, some DNA that someone may or may not have left behind. So it could be used to help rather than replace existing forensic techniques.
Interesting. So always wash your hands if you're going to burgle someone. Anyway.